All right, folks, we're going to see if we can get this to work. This is Jenny Inzerillo live in the studio in Garden City, Kansas, and hopefully like psychically connected to Amarillo Studio, where we have the Brother Brothers, David and Adam Moss. Are you there? Can you hear me?
Hello. Are we there?
Hi.
There.
Can you hear me?
I can hear myself.
You can hear yourself?
I can hear you.
You can hear me too. I'm so thrilled. Hold on. I'm going to turn y'all up just a hair. All right. We are so thrilled to have you here. I want to thank you so much for stopping through Amarillo on your red and gold tour in support of your new album, Some People I Know, which we have played the snot out of. I don't like to say snot, but I like to say that I have played your music since I've discovered it. And we found out you were slipping through Texas and able to catch and release a couple of fabulous folk artists across the High Plains as they were tootling through. So thank you so much for playing last night in Amarillo, and thank you so much to everyone who helped put that show together and make it happen. I want to thank Mr. Mike Fuller, Christy Fuller, Alan Roberts, Cammie Miller, Adam Jenkins at the Sunset Hostel for the accommodations, Mandy Garcia for making cookies, and a big thanks to David Palmer and everyone at Chamber Music Amarillo for donating their space for the concert. And it was an HPPR fundraising show during the fall membership campaign. Now, I can't tell you how heartbroken I am that I wasn't there. How did it go last night?
It was a lot of fun.
Good.
It was very fun.
That's awesome. Well, we're so glad that you were able to come through. I first came across your music when I did when I saw the EP Tugboats, and I just kind of put it in. We get a lot of music to put it in, and I was hooked from the very beginning, and I had just heard the Cocaine and Rhinestones version with the Leuven Brothers. So I was like right ready for some blood harmony. So you guys got really lucky with thanks to Tyler Mahan Co. on that one.
Listened to that too.
Oh, you do? Great. Is there a little bit of a delay? Because I can slow down. I talk really fast.
No, I think maybe it's
fine.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
It sounds fine to me, but we're getting signals that you should slow down.
Thank you, Alan. I will talk more slowly. It's been a problem my whole life. All right. Well, we're so thrilled you guys
sounds like you're forcing it.
Am I? Am I a little bit? Let's give that number one more time for folks that need to hear it nice and slow. 1-800-678-7444. Well, when I first played Columbus Stockade Blues off of Tugboats, I got a phone call, as I often do, and somebody's like, "Who is this?" And I was like, "Dude, right? So good." So we've been playing you. Mm-hmm. Folks that are tuned in right now have heard your music from both of those albums, left and right. I think I've also ganked some live stuff off of the YouTube to play as well. So just know that you're playing for folks who absolutely are delighted to hear you playing. Folks all up and down the High Plains. We go up into Nebraska, Eastern Colorado, which I know you have a song about Colorado, Central and Southwest Kansas, and both panhandles of Oklahoma and Texas. So we thank you so much for coming in this morning on your tour, on your way out of town, to play this little serenade for people all across the High Plains. So what do you want to play for us, first song?
Well, we were thinking that we'd play the song about Colorado.
Oh, my goodness. It's so beautiful. And I saw you just had a video with Sarah Jarosz doing some accompaniment.
That's right.
Oh, so beautiful.
Yeah.
All right, folks. We have got Adam and David Moss, the Brother Brothers, doing Colorado on High Plains Morning. Take it away.
Oh, the nighttime comes on slow in Colorado. The mountains are blue and green. The stars like to whisper little things, and the moon always sings her song to me, saying, "Boy, when you look at the horizon, won't you tell me what it is you see? Do you have to make up something from nothing? Or is it just the way you knew it'd be?" Singing, "Boy, you're gonna break her heart. If not now, then sometime along the way. Well, there might be a palace in this fairy tale, you know. But boy, you're gonna break her heart. Oh boy, you're gonna break her heart." " I told the moon you live so far away and lonesome. To you the earth is just a spinning ball of clay. But where the sky falls, the land is ever changing. From the mountains to the foothills and the plains. And the morning sky is rich and filled with color. The sun comes up to even out the day. And when it goes down, that tapestry's painted. It's sure to go as quickly as it came. Well, I know I'm gonna break her heart. If not now, then sometime along the way. Well, there might be a palace in this fairy tale, I know. But I know I'm gonna break her heart. Well, I know I'm gonna break her heart. Oh, in the evening sky, won't you tell me why I'm going away so all alone? Come the early morning hours, I'll be miles and miles away from my home. Oh, I know I'm gonna break her heart, I'm gonna break her heart, I'm gonna break her heart.
Folks, you are tuned into High Plains Morning on member-supported High Plains Public Radio. You're listening to the Brother Brothers live in the studio. Across the two studios we have here on High Plains Public Radio. We are so grateful that we are living in this time of extremely good folk music. And I met you guys at the Folk Alliance in Montreal, and such a wonderful set there. I was so excited to be able to make the showcase that you did. Were you guys involved with Folk Alliance for a long time?
Longer than we'd like to admit, actually. I don't know if that's true, but we went in our own capacities as side musicians for a little while, and then we started going when we formed the band. So we'd been going a long time, took a long break, and then went back.
Well, Folk Alliance has a lot of crossover with public radio because these wonderful bands that come through, these wonderful artists across the world, the only place you can really hear some of them is public radio, community radio stations. And I know you too have traveled around and lent your time and talent to do live performances just like this one. Do you listen to public radio when you're on the road?
All the time. We listen to NPR a lot. And we always keep up on a lot of their music features and stuff like that, just to help discover new stuff, because it's usually really, really helpful. And then whenever we just kind of want to listen to the radio, we always try and find the NPR station, public radio station.
You're our people.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
I could also say that we grew up in Peoria, Illinois, and there's the public radio station in Bloomington, Illinois is still one of my favorite radio stations of all time. They play the best blues that you'll ever hear and stuff that you'll never hear if you don't listen to them, I feel like.
Yeah, there are a lot of people that grew up with High Plains Public Radio and have since moved away and stay tuned in. I got to share a table in Montreal at the Folk Alliance with the guy from Champaign-Urbana, so I know that's near your hometown.
That's right. That's where we went to school.
Wonderful.
So we probably know that guy.
Yeah.
It's still the same guy.
90.5.
I forgot his name.
It's the same guy. So this is such a great thing, the amount of great folk music that we have across the High Plains. You can't hear it anywhere else. You guys are from the Midwest originally, but you're based in Brooklyn now. Do you listen to WNYC up there?
All the time. Yeah. All the time.
That's awesome. What first got you into music?
I have a confession to make, actually. We mostly listen to the NPR app, and the NPR app has a way that you can stream any radio station. You just type in the code, and it'll give it to you, and you can click it. And we stream WNYC.
Absolutely.
More than we stream anything
else. This is what I do as well, yeah. But I'm a little partial to our station. Yeah, it's fantastic to know that you can hear. Bob Boylan really does a great job grabbing all that fabulous music, and that's one of the ways that so many people have learned about your music is through National Public Radio. What first got you guys into music? Did you grow up in a musical household?
Our mother is an actress, and she really versed us well on all the show tunes and all the music that she grew up with. And so we became very interested in, well, we just sang since before we can even remember. There's videos of us singing at like 2.5.
Wow.
3 years old. So there's that. And then it's just always something that they always encouraged us to do. Never forced us, but always encouraged. And also there was a school in Peoria, Illinois. It lasted for about, I don't even know, it was a very short time. But there was what they called the, it was like a magnet art school. And it was just an art school in Peoria. And they had dance and music. And every child, we went there in second grade, and every kid played an instrument. And every kid did a dance class. And every kid did, there's another thing I'm not thinking of. But it was very arts oriented. And and that was definitely, our parents put us there. And that started us on our instruments and got us really involved in the arts mindset.
Yeah. What, besides show tunes, are some of those early albums that you think really influenced the type of music you thought maybe you would want to play one day?
Our dad listened in the car to the oldies stations, and then when he had CDs, it was a lot of Beatles and Everly Brothers and the Kingston Trio and the Beach Boys. Those are the ones that we remember mostly. And we were, you know, immediately singing along and harmonizing. That was our harmonizing school.
That's wonderful. All of those. Well, we've been playing some Cactus Blossoms, some I'm With Her. We've been playing Everly Brothers. We played Leuven Brothers. There's so many fabulous groups that just do such beautiful, tight harmonies. And what is that? Harp singing. Harp singing is supposed to be like, it changes everything about like the room. It changes the chemistry.
Sacred harp?
Yeah, sacred harp. That's it. Thank you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we have some friends up in New England that do that.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
It's one of those things where you look at it and you're like, wow, when the aliens come, we're going to make really great pets. All right. Well, we definitely want to hear another song. We got about 10 minutes left.
Okay. Well, we'll play a shorter one than 10 minutes.
Wonderful. I have more questions.
Here's a song called Red and Gold. Red and gold, that's my name. And I'm there on the end of each and every day. Blue skies of rain, clear or cloudy days, I am there. Come and find me. And the hillside, she's my friend. On her shoulders where I go to lay my head. High above the sea, in her bosom soft and green, she is there to lay beside me. So many, but I'm here, red and gold. In the evenings, I am something to behold, and in my waking hours, I lay among the flowers. I am here, come and find me.
Folks, this is High Plains Public Radio, High Plains Morning during the fall membership campaign. We are live on the air with the Brother Brothers, David and Adam Moss. Thank you so much for that beautiful serenade. That was wonderful.
Oh, no problem.
And that's
our pleasure.
That's the track that you named your tour after. Why did you go with Red and Gold?
I think it's because we were going to beautiful sunset country. Because this was a long tour, but it goes all the way down to the down over the Appalachians and then through Texas and through, you know, the High Plains and then to Colorado and Santa Fe and, you know.
I do know. Whenever I see Red and Gold, I automatically think of my high school colors, Winnetonka Griffins, Red and Gold. But you're right. They're such powerful colors. Looking at the, you know, just kind of like taking a comparison of the music that you have. The new album is Some People I Know. Came out last year on Compass Records. Before that, the Tugboats EP. Something I noticed when reviewing these two different albums, they both have a lot of mood swings. You've got songs that are really heavy, really, really deep, that just make you lean in and really listen to the lyric. And then you've got some, you know, a little more rompy songs like Notary Public and In the Nighttime that are just gleeful and joyful. And there's so much of a wild mood swing. Is that planned out, or is that because you guys share songwriting credits and one of you is happier than the other? How does that work out?
I think we share songwriting credits, and one of us has a very different writing style than the other.
Love
but
that.
I wouldn't say that one's happier than the other. I think we just find inspiration for songwriting in different places. That's all.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
You know, songs that deal so much with, you know, personal connection and depression. You know, I saw that you have a new animated video for Banjo Song, which to me is one of the saddest songs mm-hmm. on a collection of really deep, you know, heavy songs that really speak to, you know, depression and struggles and coming through. And you have a lot of water imagery in some of your music. To me, it feels very like a peaceful, like looking out at a horizon and finding that peace within through the music. Tell us a little bit about about that video.
Well, our friend Taylor Ashton did that video. He is one of our favorite songwriters and artists in New York City. But the Banjo Song comes from kind of a caricature of a friend of an imagination of how my friend was going through something. And then I kind of explained it to Taylor, and Taylor kind of just drew it up.
I love when people have such talent.
Yeah, he really knows how to channel an emotion.
Well, I had a couple lightning round questions, but I want to make sure we have some time for another song. So I have to, before I let you guys go with this last song, I want to know, who are the people on the cover of your album? Because I absolutely adore that photo.
Well, that is actually a friend of ours. We shot a music video in Red Hook, Brooklyn.
For Frankie.
Yeah, for Frankie, with all disposable cameras. We took like, I don't know, we had like 60 disposable cameras, and we took tons and tons of pictures. And at the end of the thing, we kind of had a party at our friend's show and our friend's parents.
And I was bartending.
And David was bartending.
Yes.
And so our friend's parents were just sitting there watching us, and we were just messing around with the disposable camera. And then when we got all the pictures developed and we put the music video together, we were just looking through for album covers, and that picture just stood out.
Yeah.
As like from, you know, all of the 600 photos, that was the one.
Oh, it's so good. It's so good.
Yeah.
Thanks. All right. Final lightning round question. I just want to know, what are some favorite bands that you guys have that feature siblings?
Oh.
Well, we do like the Cactus Blossoms a lot.
Yeah, we like the Cactus Blossoms a lot.
You know, Leuven Brothers, Everly Brothers, the Delmore yeah. Brothers.
Are you talking about modern bands?
No, never. Not on this show.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, yeah, it's the standards. We when we started this duo, we learned a lot of Delmore Brothers songs because we really like the way that they are so just relaxed in the recording sound, and the Blue Sky Boys. Really love that.
I'm typing all this because I wanna get these in rotation.
Oh, cool.
I outsource my job to folk musicians. Nah. No, you can send me information later.
Oh, sure. That would be way easier.
Okay. So we have three.
I'm trying to think of.
No, go ahead.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, we have 3 minutes left.
I was just
left.
Trying to think. Oh, okay. Well, we should probably play a song then.
You should probably play a song.
Much more effective use of our time.
I would love that. Well, thank you so much. We'll follow up. Anything you want to send me, you can just text it to me. We're going to do a little write-up. We'll have all this there. Adam and David, safe travels. Thank you so much for stopping through. I'm so thrilled that we got to find your music and then connect with you at Folk Alliance. Keep this music going across the High Plains. And thank you again so much for your show last night. We're going to take it out with the Brother Brothers live in the studio, folks. Thanks, boys.
Thanks for having us.
let's get it right. Oh, you know you shouldn't be drinking so late at night. Oh, but I've got this candle and you've got a light. Let's stay up till the morning. See, I've known a few fellas that had the blues, and I know they could shake 'em if they wanted to. So let's get some ice and I'll bring the booze, and we can sit by the water. Well, lately I've been thinking about some people I know, with their hands on their hearts and their eyes down their nose, just looking at the world like it's something they hold, trying to make it do something. And I just look at that lady, she's standing out there, looking out at the water. She ain't lonesome or scared, it's like she's known something for hundreds of years. It's the candle she's burning. Oh, come on now, Frankie, let's sing those cobblestone blues with the soles of our shoes, singing, I don't care about money. Yeah, I care about the things people lose and the people that take on. Yeah, I care about the things people know and the world they're making. Let's hit the bodega before they close for the night. The tide's coming in and the moon's out of sight, and it looks like he's singing those blues, singing, I don't care about money, singing, I don't care about.